Hello, friends. Welcome back to Love Wrestling. Spencer Love here with a guest that I've had before and super, super excited to have on the show again, Gigi Rae, Albertan bred and tearing it up throughout the United States of America right now. Gigi, it is cool as hell to have you on here. A couple of weeks ago, I put out the first interview we did together and like just how things change, even in spite of a pandemic, right? When we last spoke, you were in Alberta. You're still the PWA Women's Champion, obviously.
Yeah, let's get apparently. That straight. Yeah.
But you're going through, you're tearing it up in Texas before we get to the good work you're doing now. How are things? How have things been through a weird 18 months, to say the least?
Yeah, a very weird 18 months for sure. Yeah, it's been crazy. So I've been down here in Texas now for 4 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was weird with like, cause when I started wrestling, back in like October, 2019, I started like having matches by January, and then by March, everything was shut down. And so I felt like I was just starting to wrestle and like get into it. And then it was just pulled out from underneath of me. And so, and there was a period where I didn't even know if I was going to wrestle again. So it's been cool that I really kind of decided to dive like all kind of like head first into it. And now I'm here in the States and I'm having a lot of fun and I'm meeting a lot of really cool people and learning a lot. And I'm really enjoying it. It's been awesome.
That's awesome to hear. And maybe I'm being a bit presumptive, excuse me, but like you just mentioned there that you had a point where like maybe you weren't going to wrestle again. And, you know, you said it yourself, you've dove full force, you're right into it. Was there maybe a turning point or what maybe happened there? Was there like a bit of a schism, I guess, where you really had to make the decision on if you were going to go forward or not?
Yeah, I think this past year has been like really hard with COVID and everything like that. And on a personal level, COVID was really hard for me. And and then I just didn't know because like our training facility would be shut down with like restrictions. Sometimes it would open up, then it would get shut down again. And then of course, with like everyone's own personal feelings towards social distancing and stuff. And like, I just didn't know if I was like, whenever wrestling's going to happen again, I don't know whenever it does happen, if I'm going to be at the place that I still want to wrestle, if I want to like pursue other things and stuff. And so then it was hard to kind of get back into it, especially like when things would open and then they would close again. It was like, hey, it's like, well, I want to wrestle, but I don't know when I'm going to wrestle. And then even when things did open up, like the promotion that I was wrestling with at home, they still weren't running shows. So it was like, well, when is this going to happen? And everything in the States was open. So I was like, well, if I want to wrestle and like, I still felt like I wanted to, I know I needed to go to the States to do that. Mm-hmm. And so like, there's probably like, maybe like, I want to say there was probably like a 3 month period where I was like, yeah, I think I'm done with wrestling. I kind of like put my Instagram back to like my shoot name and everything like that. And I was like, no, it's like, I still want to wrestle. I think I was trying to like convince myself it's not what I wanted anymore. When like deep down, I knew it's still what I really, really wanted to try and pursue. And so I'm really happy I did. And I've been, I don't know, it's turning out pretty well so far. So
dust the shoulders off a little bit there. Now, of course, not certain on the timeline of that sort of stuff, but the couple of matches you did wrestle during the pandemic, of course, that we're still unfortunately in 20 months later, but you wrestle for the Clandestine Society. Not only did you wrestle Zoe, but you wrestle Ava Lawless and a couple of people that you didn't have the opportunity to before. Take me through a little of that, because again, you were fairly new in the grand scheme of things to wrestling even at that point, but getting the opportunity to do something different, wrestling in like a studio environment and wrestling in front of no fans. What was that like for you?
It was cool. And then like, cause I missed the first Clandestine. Cause I think I was like out of the country or whatever, like the initial one, like a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I think even the second one I missed too, because that was kind of like at the midst of like COVID times. And, and then I was part of like, I guess it was act three. I don't know which act it was, but, but yeah, it was really nice to get back in there. And like, yeah, we were just in a studio and recording it and everything. But it was fun. And like, I got to do like a 6-man tag. And actually, I don't know if I wrestled Ava Lawless. I don't think I've wrestled her yet. But well, I did wrestle Taryn from accounting. I was really stoked about that match because I've always wanted to wrestle her. So I was really glad that I got the opportunity to do that for Clandestine. And yeah, so that was really fun. And I think at that time, that was like my fourth and fifth match.
Yeah.
Even though I'd been like wrestling for like over a year at that point.
Right. So, like, it's pretty crazy to look back on, because again, you look at your career to this point. And even when we first talked, we talked about you being someone who, again, fairly new to wrestling, but someone who looked great right off the bat and is obviously doing great now. But how do you feel you've maybe grown throughout the pandemic and grown as a professional wrestler, even in, again, the short time you've been a pro wrestler?
I think just my confidence in the ring I've noticed a really big difference in, especially just with like kind of taking your time and like breathing in there. That's kind of the, not like, I guess, criticism or feedback I usually get from my matches, that you just need to slow down. And like, I know I still need to like slow down when I wrestle, but it's a lot easier now for me to kind of compose myself and like, and go get through a match without like feeling like I'm like freaking out. And, so like my confidence, I think, has gotten a lot better. My ring psychology is starting to like develop a little bit more. I'm still obviously like still new at it, but I'm starting to understand how things work and what works and what doesn't work, timing about things. And then a thing too, it's like, I've been so fortunate to work with so many people more experienced than me. And to learn from them. And like, I know with like, especially with some of the girls that I've met down here, it's like some of their first matches have been with girls who are like very green as well. And that wasn't really my case. I've always been in a match with someone more experienced than me that I can kind of like help learn from. And that has helped me grow a lot too. And even down here, I've had a lot of opportunity to train and wrestle with girls with a lot more years of experience. And like, that just helps me more. Like the better, if you work with like people who are really experienced, it's like you can only learn from them. And right. So it's been really nice.
Well, and I was going to say, obviously you talk about your opponents, but you look at the people who have trained you before, and whether it's MRB and Heavy Metal and the individuals at Top Talent, or Booker T and Charmel, or Thunder Rosa, like you've got pretty well a who's who as far as the countries and the states that you've been in. Lots of people will point to one trainer and one individual as like their person, but how much of an advantage, or how much have you loved learning from such a wide variety of people and a wide variety of great people to boot?
It's been good. I honestly do think like MRB is still like my guy. Like he's still like, I'll still message him and be like, hey, can you watch my match? Can you give me critiques and all this stuff? And like, so he's still like, I think like my top like trainer mentor that like I'll go to. But it has been really cool. Just like, we'll be training at row, and then like Booker T is just there like working out, and then he'll just like come in and like critique a match or watch us run a couple spots. And it's really cool. It's just like, the first time I met him, I was like pretty intimidated, cause it's like, it's Booker T. And like, it's been cool. And then even with like meeting Thunder Rosa, like she's just so laid back and just so supportive of like women's wrestling. And she's in Texas alone, she's helped so many women kind of get their footing in like the Texas wrestling scene. Cause she has her own promotion with Mission Pro, and so many girls that I've met have gotten a start kind of on at Mission Pro or have worked on those shows. And so, and she's just, she's so humble and just like so easy to be around, and like, we'll like change in the same locker room as all of us and just chat with all of us. And so it's been really cool to kind of see like someone from like that stature who is on AEW signed and still like so willing to like help all of us like newer people out.
Right. She just seems like a wonderful individual. Like I've even seen photos of like her tearing the ring down and stuff like that. Yes. And again, you know, she's someone who, if she was to have an ego, you couldn't blame her for it. She's put on those five-star matches. She's signed to AEW, but she's still the first one out there doing the ring tear down and all of that sort of stuff. But I want to go back and I want to pick on a little bit on MRB, because I messaged him oddly enough when I was getting ready to organize, and he said, just bring up the trip after a PWA show when you had to drive to Monday Night Raw and you were driving overnight and all of that sort of stuff. So maybe some memories, maybe some thoughts. And then of course, what was it like to be on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, that was a blast. That was super fun. Yeah. So yeah, we all, who was it? It was like me, MRB, Taryn, Zoe, and Stephen Crow. So all of us like after the show piled into like my SUV and like drove all the way out to like Winnipeg. And it was kind of weird, cause it's like, we all got to the hotel and like no one has showered yet. Like we're all like so gross. And, but it was a really cool experience. We were there for only like just a short amount of time. Like I think the PWA show was on Saturday. We left Saturday night. Sunday, I think, was like pretty much a travel day. We kind of just like got to Winnipeg and chill. And then Monday we did the show and then drove back to like Edmonton, like after Raw.
And that ain't a short drive by any means for the non-Canadians out there.
It's not. I don't remember what it was. It was like, it must have been like 18, close to 20 hours, maybe. I don't know.
But right it was around a really
long there. Time. Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember when I got home, I just like felt like I was like in this daze because I was like, I haven't slept in like, I don't know how many days. Like kind of like, where are you right now sort of thing. And then it's like, and then it's like I had only been wrestling for a couple of months at that time. And now like I have this opportunity to be like an extra on Raw. And so like a bunch of us are like in the No Way Jose conga line and doing that sort of thing. And that was like, it was really fun.
Obviously it's a bit of like a brief appearance and a fun appearance nonetheless, but like, how much of a motivator is that when you're at the highest level and you're surrounded by 14, 16, 18,000 people? Like you said, you're early in your career, but that's got to be cool for you. That's got to be something that's like, holy shit, this is realistic for me, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like looking back on it, it's so surreal. And to have that kind of experience so early in like my wrestling career, just like kind of really like kind of lights that fire that it's like, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to be doing. And I remember like walking around backstage and even just looking at the trucks that have like, you know, their faces on it and stuff. I was like, I can't believe I'm here right now. Like, this is so odd. Whereas like a couple months ago, like I was just like taking my first bumps for the first time. And now I'm like getting like a WWE paycheck. I took a picture of it when it came in the mail. I was like, oh my gosh, like it has.
But I do the exact same thing. I can't blame you there at all.
I know. I'm actually kind of upset that like I cashed it. I don't trust that like thing where you can like take a picture of your paycheck and it like goes to your bank. Like, I don't know. I'm still kind of weird with technology. So I was like, okay, I'll take a picture of this check, but then I have to put it in the bank because it's like it's still money. But a part of me wishes I would have just kept it and like taken a picture, done the like auto deposit with the phone picture, but whatever.
Now there are a lot more options, even than when you and I first sat down and chatted. AEW was really just kickstarting. Mm-hmm. WWE was really the only option, for lack of a better way to put it. But I'd have to assume that one of the major promotions in the future is the goal for you, right?
Yes, 100%. And it's been actually really nice too, because I think like when I first got into wrestling, I think with most people, it's like you kind of grow up watching WWE. That's kind of like, you know, the big thing. And for me, that's still like the wrestling that I like the best. But there is AEW now. And then even now that like I'm here, there's still so many other opportunities. Like there's Impact, there's Ring of Honor, plus all the like the reality of wrestling. It's like they're really starting to like blow up too, especially on the independent scene and with TV deals coming up and stuff like that. So it's like there's so many places to wrestle. It's not just like WWE and AEW anymore. It's like you can really go wherever you want. And so I'm really looking forward to like meeting more people and hopefully getting some of those opportunities to kind of hopefully wrestle on TV someday. And yeah, so it's just, there's so many opportunities out here. And I just like, it kind of makes me sad that it's like, I don't know. I wish like all my friends from home could like be here doing this too. I really do.
Right. And I've tweeted it out a couple of times, but you know, you're obviously a part of it. You look at Zoe Sagar, TFA, Ava Lawless, yes, the people we've talked about before. Like, just talk to me about your experience in Alberta, because you look at it from an outsider and by no means am I a pro wrestler, you know that, but it seems like a pretty special time and not only wrestling as a whole here, but women's wrestling. So maybe just give me a little bit on your experience with that.
Like my experience here in Texas.
In Texas and Alberta, wherever.
In Alberta. I'm sad because it's like when I left Canada to come to Texas, like PWA wasn't running shows yet, but RCW was. And then I was like, well, I don't wrestle for RCW, so I might as well like go to the States. And then once I left, everyone started wrestling for RCW. So I was like, and I was sad.
Two ships passing in the night.
I know. And it's like, because like Zoe and I were wrestling each other at PWA. Like I took the belt from her. We want to like still tell that story. Like we didn't get to have like our rematch again. And then like, so I still really want to like finish out that story with her. And then Even with like Taryn and Ava, like those are girls that like I started wrestling with. And so like I wanted so bad, and like I still do, to like wrestle with them and wrestle against them. And like, cause that's like, I don't know, that's my home. That's where it started. And like, so it has such a big piece to me. And then, so yeah, so it sucks that I'm not really like a part of that, but like, I'm so proud of like everything that they're doing. And then like your show that you had, which like, I was trying to watch it, but the stream didn't work.
Okay.
Sorry to bring it up, but I was just like, it'll be up anytime.
I deserve it. Don't worry. Like I cringe,
but I deserve to make a Twitch account to watch this. No. So I'm like signing up for Twitch.
I fully deserve to cringe for that one. Don't worry. Feel free to bring it up. The proverbial "you fucked up" chant kicks off right now. I'll edit that one in a second, but you're bang on. And of course you mentioned Texas there. Is that why you chose Texas specifically? Because, you know, Chicago, New York, there's a lot of great professional wrestling scenes in the States right now, but you know, Reality of Wrestling, Mission Pro, and a lot of great promotions in between, I'm assuming, but it seems like that's why you would have gone.
Yeah. Well, I truly came down like for Reality of Wrestling. It was kind of like, cause I'm starting to know more about like the independent scene now here in the States, but I didn't really follow like the indies. Like when I was back at home, I was kind of just only really watching WWE and AEW. But I always knew about Reality of Wrestling, and a lot of really talented people have come out of Booker T's school. And like, even if when you watch their product online, it's like so well done. It's very polished. It like, it looks really good. And so I wanted that opportunity to like, if I can go train there and get on their shows, like that would just be awesome. And I'd be happy just with that. And then also with my shoot job, it's like, I can only go to 3 different states, and like Texas was one of them. So I was like, hey, well, obviously I'm going to go to Texas. Yeah. And so I was really, and then now that I was here, and it's funny because I came here for Reality of Wrestling, but the first company I actually wrestled for was Mission Pro. Which was cool, because I just kind of found like an ad for a seminar on Instagram that they were running, and Thunder Rosa was running it, and I didn't even know about Mission Pro like as a promotion yet, but I was like, sure, that sounds good. Oh, like it's her own promotion. And yeah, so I go to this seminar and she was there and she's running it, and then like me and another girl got picked to like go on to the show afterwards, and it was cool. And now it's like, I don't know, our match has like all these views on YouTube, and it's just like it's cool. And then like, I just wrestled for Reality Wrestling for the first time a couple of weeks ago. So that was really awesome too. So I finally like broke in there, and then I'm wrestling again for them this coming weekend. And yeah.
It's very cool. Now I'm going to let you put yourself over here a little bit, but like you mentioned, you've wrestled for Reality Wrestling. They do a great job. You got selected as one of 2 competitors by Thunder Rosa herself to wrestle for Mission Pro. So again, I keep going back to the theme of like, in the grand scheme of things, when you're looking at a career with 40-year veterans in it, you're relatively early in it. What do you think has earned you all these opportunities? What do you think has made Gigi Ray stand out?
I really just try to look at every opportunity I get and just be open to it. And just obviously like kind of trust my intuition and my gut feeling and stuff like that. But like, I don't know, I think by nature, I'm a pretty like bubbly and cheery person. And I think that like, that comes off well. Like I can be a little like most people, you're a little socially awkward sometimes, but it's like, I'll always go up to someone and say hi and shake their hand and kind of just like put myself out there. I think it's like better to like put yourself out there and kind of have someone be like, okay, this girl's like a little like too friendly, versus like them being like, okay, like maybe you're rude because you didn't come say hi. So it's like, I just try to, I don't know, be myself when I go to these like events and try to meet as many people as I can and network and just kind of like, I don't know, show them that I have a passion for this. And I have like so much respect for this business, and like, cause it's hard, like wrestling's not easy, and it's, and yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. Things just seem to be working out pretty well. I don't know what to say. Like,
and I'm just, I won't disagree with
being myself, and like, and yeah. And, but I do like, I can't stress enough just how thankful I am to like everyone that I trained with back at home. So like MRB and Zoe and like Taryn and Baby Teve, like all those guys are like, they're like my wrestling family. And I love them so much, and I miss them. And like, I'm so thankful. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. And so I'm just so appreciative to them. So yeah.
I love to hear it. And I'll always take a good Albertan putting over other good Albertans. There's never an issue with that on the show. I do want to make sure before we close it out, though, that I get to the couple fan questions we got in for you.
Oh,
starting
gosh.
With, don't worry, there's nothing bad. I gave you the worst of it asking about a trip to Winnipeg. And if that's the worst, you're doing okay. So we've got sports_PS4Gamer asking, what's different for you when fighting for a championship as a challenger compared to being the champion?
Okay, so here's the funny thing about that. So technically I'm a double champ right now. I'm still the women's PWA champ in Edmonton, and I'm the new like APW women's champ. I've never defended a title. So like I've never had like a championship match.
For what it's worth, so it's though, like, gives me a good excuse to have you back.
Yeah, the record books will always show that I'm the champ. Title defenses, though, I don't have any. So, like...
That's when you like when you're tweeting out the days as champion, not the amount of defenses, right?
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's not my fault. Like, COVID happened, so, like, I couldn't defend the PWA Women's Championship, like, when I was supposed to, because, like, the show didn't happen. And, which I'm actually kind of sad about, because, like, that show was going to be at, like, the Nate Gym, which is where I played college basketball. And so that venue alone has so much sentimental value to me. So that would have been really cool. So I think like to answer the question, sorry, I don't really know, but as a challenger, you don't really have them, obviously you want to do well. And of course you want to win the championship, but you don't really have that much pressure on you. I can imagine that like as the champion, you know, you have to defend your title. You have to prove that it's like you have it for a reason. So there's a lot more pressure on you to like keep that title. And but as a challenger, you just, you know, hope for the best, go in there and try to win. And I don't know, that's what I've done both times. I just haven't had to defend it yet.
Are you 2-0 in title matches?
Yes. I think. No, actually, no.
Okay.
My first reality of wrestling match was a triple threat. And I think I ate the pin in that one. So
that's okay. Meatloaf said in his hit song, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yeah. So you're doing okay. The other one I have to ask before we finish her off is Bobby asks on Twitter, and I'm going to make you answer one for both. Who is your dream opponent in Ring of Honor and Impact specifically?
Of course it's like, if your dream match would be like, you want to wrestle for the championship. So it's like for Ring of Honor, like I would want to wrestle Roxy. And it's like, I've had the opportunity to train and wrestle with Roxy a little bit, not like in an actual match, but just like at Row. And, and she is so phenomenal. And like, so I would obviously love to wrestle her at that platform. And then same with Miranda Alizé. I got to meet her just recently. And like, she wrestles more of a lucha style, which is like so cool. And just to see the way she moves around. So I would love to wrestle her as well. And then Impact, like dream match, you got to pick Mickie James, like obviously.
Right. There are very few legends out there doing what she's doing to the high level she is. So I'll give you great shouts. Let's put those out into the universe. Let's make it happen. And let's get you back here sooner rather than later so we can get that PWA Women's Championship defended. Selfishly, I was real excited for that.
Hopefully they don't just take it away from me and like, obviously I understand if they have to, if I'm not back, but like, I do have plans to come back to Canada for a short amount of time. So then I'm going to come.
There
right
we
back.
Go. There's the exclusive. That's the clickbait I'm sending out for this interview. GG Ray.
So don't strip me of my title. Let me keep it till I come back.
Let's make
it
happen.
To the powers that be. Don't take it away yet.
Let's make it happen. Let's make another conversation happen because, man, I always enjoy sitting down and shooting the shit with you. It's always a blast, whether it's a year and a half ago, whether it's now, or whether it's in the future. Gigi, thank you so, so much for the time. If people want to keep up to date with the latest and greatest from one of Alberta's greatest, where can they do so?
Instagram and Twitter. I'm getting better at my Twitter game. I got in trouble for not being better on Twitter. So he knows who got mad at me for not being better on Twitter. GG Wrestling on both Instagram and Twitter. So I'm working on a YouTube page. So that's coming eventually.
Cool. Certainly worth it, because let me tell you, folks, Gigi Ray, not only a great person, as I know you can tell over the last half hour, she certainly is, but also a great professional wrestler. Two things we love here on Love Wrestling. And if you want to keep up to the latest and greatest on greater than just coming out of Texas, Canada, or anything in between, feel free to give us a follow wherever audio is played or videos are viewed at Love Wrestling CA. I'm 99%. I won't ever guarantee anything in pro wrestling, but you'll see Gigi Ray back here soon. Sooner rather than later. I can only hope so, because it's been a blast. Thanks once again, friend.
Thank you. Nice seeing you and talking to you.
You too. And thank you, friends, for tuning in. We'll talk to you on the next one.